that's all over with for a little bit. We only got about 5 months left, and then I'll be I'll be walking around like Jim Carrey, Fire Marshal Bill. Many thanks to Big Fatty for pointing out me and my similarities to Fire Marshal Bill from In Living Color.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Well, that's all over with for a little bit.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2516. The BFO for two, I say Tuesday, the 19th of September, 2017. Y'all, coming up on today's, say it with me,
a little show.
Y'all, I got an Axe Big Fatty question. Talk a little more about the cruise and lots more. Hello, checker uppers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you checker uppers today. Because y'all, on Monday, got back from the cruise of a lifetime and got in about 6:30 p.m. in the evening. And y'all, I got all my underpants, I got all my clothes washed and put away. And y'all, then I wanted to try to get back on the only time zone that NATO's time. And so y'all, I stayed up to about 10 p.m. in the evening. Big Fatty, that's past your bedtime. It is. But anyway, tried to adjust. And y'all, I had a dermatologist appointment. Had the full body check. Big Fatty, I'm sure they all were mortified. It's true. Y'all, went in. I thought it had been a couple years. Y'all, it had been 4 years. 4 years since I had been in. And so I said, I will do a better job. I will do a better job of getting in there each year. Because, y'all, you gotta look out for your scan. And And y'all, the only thing that she could find is she says you're getting a little bit of the rosacea on your nose. And Big Fatty, is that why it looks like you have old man nose? That's exactly what. So it's a wise nose is the way they put it. So yeah, she's giving me a little cream that I'm gonna put on that every day and for the rest of my life. Big Fatty, that's a lot of cream. Let's hope so. Hey, y'all, by the way, on the cruise, I asked Granny, I said, Granny, which of the two of us do you think will die first? And he immediately said, Big Fatty, you. Oh, so y'all, I may not even need this whole tube of cream. Big Fatty. Y'all, it went real well. Cost me $12. Y'all, then I was heading into the coal mine, and y'all, I had, but before I left, to go over to my appointment, y'all, I went and looked to see if there was anything on sale at the Von's East, and, guess what? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. They had the good coffee on sale, and plus I didn't have anything for my lunch, so I went in there, and y'all, I picked up, they had the good Pringles potato chips, picked up, buy one, get one free. I picked up a plain can and a salt and vinegar flavored one and took those into the coal mine. I bought 4 bags of the good whole bean dark coffee. They were buy one, get one free. And y'all, the Southern Cobb solid was on sale this week. Y'all, I spent $21.70, but I saved $16.16. And Big Fatty, you got gas from that solid absolutely free. It's true.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It is time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes in the form of a post over there at the BFO, and y'all, it's from a number one straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, and Straight Bob says, Big Fatty, I thought this was the Love Boat. Did I miss something, or are you getting modest in your old age? Well, first of all, Straight Bob, thank you so much. For the question, always lovely to hear from you, and is excellent question, and I should have known that it would have been you that asked this question. Y'all, you are correct. Straight Bob is correct. I spoke a lot about Granny and Durwood and Big Dick all having gentlemen callers and that sort of thing on the cruise of a lifetime, but I did not mention anything about Big Fatty, and y'all, that's because there was absolutely no sex for Big Fatty on this. Y'all didn't even touch myself in a Big Fatty. We don't need to hear that. So anyway, but that just wasn't the point. And had the opportunity arisen, Big Fatty, I probably would have taken advantage of it, but it didn't, and I'm okay with that. Big Fatty. I'm saving myself for Straight Bob. Big Fatty! So y'all, you know, I had my mail held. Big Fatty, I thought you said you didn't. Nobody touched. No, M-A-I-O. Okay. I had my mail held while I was on the cruise of a lifetime. Y'all, it was delivered today. And y'all, in the mail, there was not one, but two, I say, cards. Y'all, the first is a postcard. Y'all, it is of it's a picture of the Susan... I can't tell what that is. It's the Susan something, the Susan Hudson, it's, and y'all, it's a boat. Big Fatty brings it all together with the cruise of a lifetime, and y'all, it says here on the back, it says, it's tiny print, it says, the RV Susan Hudson affords quick access to coastal waters for teaching and research at the Duke University Lab, Marine Lab. This is from Epilui, that Pedopotamus, and it says, greetings, Big Fatty. Did you know that the RV Susan Hudson affords quick access to the coastal waters for teaching and research at the Duke Marine Labs, and where hundreds of students actually share in the Beaufort experience? And that's from Epilui. Well, Epilui, thank you so much. That's just lovely. And I was not aware of that. But thank you for bringing that to my attention. And y'all, Big Fatty, it never gets old with Epilui, does it? No, it doesn't. Our next guy, y'all, is from that Tom up there in the Chicago. Big Fatty, which of their place? I'm not sure which of their places it is. Big Fatty! Y'all, it appears to be a Halloween, a gay crema card. Big Fatty, should you wait to open it? No, I don't think so. And it says, it says, thinking of you. Oh, Big Fatty! and it says, been thinking of you gives me a warm glow inside. Happy Halloween! And It says, Brick Friday. It says, it's been too long since you rubbed one off on the app. We love you, Tom and Terry in the Chicago's. Big Fatty, you just talked about you hadn't rubbed one. No, I think that's a different kind of rubbing one. Okay. And y'all, inside, there's a scratch off. So, y'all, I think we're just going to scratch it off right here. Big Fatty, do you have a coin? There should be a coin. Y'all, it's a squash penny. I'll just use it. And y'all, this is the 20 grand. First of all, Tom and Terry, thank you so much for the card. I hope I didn't open it too soon. However, Halloweeny is more than a month away. So, y'all, this is a $2 card loaded with $100 prizes. It's the 20 grand. y'all, and I have to match my numbers to the winning numbers, and I win the prize that's shown. If I see a dollar bill, I instantly win the prize shown. And if I get a money bag, I win all 10 prizes. So y'all would just see what the winning numbers are. The first one is a number 1, and the second one is a number 19. So y'all, here we go. There's 10 of them to scratch off. Let's see. First one, it's a number 19. Big Fatty, it's already a winner. It is a winner. The next one is, what is it, number 15? A number 4, not a winner. And then we've got a number 8, and we got a number 17. Okay, and then we're going to go here next, and we got number 12, not a winner. Number 5, no winner there. Number 9, not a winner. Number 7, and finally, number 16. So, y'all, we'll have to see what we won here. Big Fatty, this is exciting. Thank you, Tom and Terry, for letting Big Fatty finally rub one out. And you get a winning ticket. So, Tom and Terry, next time y'all are down here to the villa, remember to pick up this ticket and get another ticket for free. Big Fatty, that's like winning $2, or I'll send it back to you. Yes, Big Fatty, it'd be lovely. Although I can't, yes, I can read that address. Yes, Big Fatty. But Tom and Terry and Apple Louie, thank you so much for all that. It's just lovely. Get back into the swing of things, and you're right, it has been a long time since Big Fatty had a scratch off here on the little show. And y'all, you know what else is it's been a long time since we've had here on the little show? Y'all, Monday night was the premiere of The Dancing, and y'all, it says right here that former NFL wide receiver Terrell Owens is going to be pairing up with Cheryl Burke this season, and one of the Property Brothers, Drew Scott, he is partnered with Emma Slater. I'll just go down the list here. It's Barbara Corcoran. You know, she's on that Shark Tank. She's paired with Keo. Debbie Gibson is partnered with Alan Bernstein. You know, Alan used to be in the troupe, and he filled in for Max last year when he got hurt. Derek Fisher, I don't know who that is with Shauna Burgess. Drew Scott, he's one of the Property Brothers. Emma Slater, Frankie Muniz, he used to be one of those child actors with Whitney Carson. Jordan Fisher, no clue who that is. Lindsay is paired with Lindsay Arnold. Lindsay Sterling, no idea who that is. With Mark Ballas, Nick Lachey, we know who that is, with Peter Murgatroyd, Nikki Bella with Autumn Chigvintsev, I don't know who Nikki Bella is, Sasha Pierce with Gleb is hot, y'all, Terrell Owens with Cheryl Burke, Vanessa Lachey with Max Cheremakovsky, and Victoria Allen with Val Cheremakovsky. Y'all don't have any idea who that Victoria person is either. So y'all, it sounds like a pretty good 25th anniversarium season for The Dancing. So y'all, I hope you're enjoying that. And then, of course, coming up on Wednesday night. Y'all, it is the finale of the Big Brother app. And y'all, spoiler alert, Turnip Head, if you're not caught up, y'all, I've got like 8 episodes I need to watch, but I know what's going on. And y'all, the final three are Paul and Josh and Crema. And y'all, I think that it'll be, I don't think Crema is going to have any chance in hell of winning the final HOH. So I think it's going to be between Josh and Paul. And I think whichever of the two of them wins the final HOH is going to win the show. If Paul wins, I'm sure he'll evict Josh and go into the finals with Crema because she hadn't done a damn thing all season. And if Josh wins, he'll evict Paul and go with Crema because he'll win because she hadn't done anything. But anyway, y'all, it's all coming up Wednesday night at 8 p.m. on CBS. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, like I said, y'all, I meant to do this on yesterday's little show, and I was so tired. I honestly was so tired, I'm surprised I was able to get that little show out for you. But, I want to thank the old gal out there in Walnut Hills. She, back in early part of August, she sat down and we recorded those 4 episodes of the Down at the End of the Bar. Y'all, I hope you enjoyed those. We always get nice comments from different folks that they enjoy those. And so that's why we keep doing it. Anyway, it helped out a great deal in being able to have a little show for you every day during the cruise of a lifetime. Also want to thank Jaime and Brian in Boston for doing that episode of The Gays that ran during that time too. And y'all, of course, gotta thank Granny and Durwood and Big Dick for participating in the Cruise of a Lifetime little shows that were done while we were on the ship. Hopefully you could hear how much fun we had and could just kind of grab a little glimpse of what Big Fatty, we didn't need to see any more than a glimpse of what was going on. But y'all, it truly was a grand experience. And one of the first people I saw on the cruise was a couple of guys that I know that live here in Charleston. Big Fatty, it's a small world. Oh, dear, I see. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, did I tell you? Yeah, I told you that it's a little rosacea I got on the... Yes, Big Fatty. But anyway, hope you have a great, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, I'm happy to report the villa did not have any damage from the remnants of Hurricane Irma that came through Charleston. So y'all, things are just hunky-dory. So there you have it. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the Faye Driver. And Faye Driver, I may not be finished with the Cruise of a Lifetime, but let's say that today was the end of the Cruise of a Lifetime.
Well, that's all over with for a little bit.
Yeah, well, maybe, but I'll probably remember something else. So thank you for calling.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.